Brad Davis and Gary Byron here. Our next guest is a 5th Congressional District. Now we're switching gears. It's 5th Congressional District candidate, Robert Hyde. Let's bring Robert on. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Which one am I talking to?
This is Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good. And Brad's with me as well. Brad, say good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
Hey, Robert, the last time that we spoke, I don't know if you remember this.
I do remember. You're a Marine.
Brad's a Marine, as are you, right? Once
yeah,
a Marine,
correct.
Always a Marine.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
All right. I knew there was something there.
I heard a voice there, Marine.
Robert, do you take the hill?
I'll take the hill. Hell yeah.
You bet your life.
That's a saying that Brad said. Oh, my goodness. I can't say he just says it every day. He says it multiple times every day. So we politely and lovingly.
We need people like him.
Kid him. Oh, you got that right. I got the best partner in the world. Make no mistake about it.
Nice.
But last time that we chatted, it was in August, I think, either late August or early September, and you came on, and at the time, you were running for U.S. Senate against Blumenthal, which wouldn't be this year, it would be in 2022. So you have since changed your mind and refocused to this year's congressional 5th District seat to go against Johanna Hayes. What led to you changing your mind?
Okay, so a couple of things. Good question. The race was 2022, right? So
right.
Yeah. I projected it'd give me a year to settle some affairs, organize businesses, properties I own, other things that are ongoing from D.C., my time in D.C., so that I could focus 2 years on that U.S. Senate run to really give it a good shot and just really be focused on the campaign. So during the course of canvassing the state, I would go to pretty much every event, everything there was possible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty well documented. And I'd come across people and they're like, oh, I really wish you were running for the 5th. We like these guys, but they don't really have a shot. And I was like, can you please do it? And so after about 30, 40, 50 people telling me this, I was like, you know what? Screw it. Even though I got a ton of stuff to do, I wasn't really looking forward to going after the congressional seat at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, you know what? Pulled the trigger. And I signed up for it. We swapped my D.C. attorney, swapped the FEC paperwork to the Hyde for Congress stuff. So it's actually a new FEC filing. But, ever since then, it's been full speed ahead for sure.
Well, and you said just a moment ago how you started to attend all these fundraisers and all different, down in D.C., down in here in Connecticut. And your picture is with, oh, my goodness, you're like with the who's who in the Republican Party on the national level. There you are. Was it Easter weekend? You were with President Trump. Were you down at Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, that was Mar-a-Lago. So hold on 1 second to get back to why I'm running.
Yeah, sure.
Also, was that it was. It is a Trump year.
Mm-hmm.
We have 5 districts in Connecticut. It is a Trump year. District 2, which is an awesome district, Joe Courtney's district, is Trump land. That's one of the few congressional...
That's right.
It's one of the few congressional districts in the Northeast New England that Trump won. So when you divide, because you cut it up into congressional districts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good opportunity there. Mine is a D+2. So there's also a good opportunity to win that seat. This year, with Trump on the ticket, you have a really good shot of winning. I like to look at the optimistic proposals from consultants, not the ones that are like, more people are going to come out to vote against them. I like to look at, there's going to be more people that come out for supporting him because they see the effects. They see their 401ks. They see their retirement funds. They see what he's doing for veterans. You see what he's doing for America, the fair trade deals, so the animals. I mean, he's doing everything. So I was also inclined to jump into this because it's a Trump year. So then it could possibly give me a foot into D.C. 2 years sooner.
Okay.
Which, by the way, you could also, who's to say I want to run for that U.S. Senate seat in the future?
Yeah, well, actually, you could do a term. You could do a 2-year term in the Congress, and then you're absolutely right, and then run for U.S. Senate in 2022 rather than run for reelection.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yeah.
But now, you bring up something that's really interesting that I've got to ask you then. And in fact, I've asked this to a few people, is having Trump at on the top of the ticket in the state of Connecticut, is that a hindrance or is that a positive?
Benefit, positive.
It is, okay.
Positive, you're going to get these people to come out right?
Yeah.
Nobody gets people to come out like Trump. Did you see New Jersey?
Oh, yeah.
At the rally today? They got a hundred. They have people. Did you see how many people camped out for that thing?
Now, how many were there?
I don't know, but the people, so the numbers are 175,000 people signed up for tickets, got tickets, right? Nobody can't get a ticket. They don't ever stop. It's kind of like the sign-up thing. But it's the first 7,500. The place has capacity for 7,500, but there's 175,000 people that signed up for tickets. And I saw a picture on the news quickly on Fox. There was like, it looked like there was over 100 people that camped out overnight.
Yeah. Reminds me of the old days of camping out for concert tickets, right? Now they're camping out for political purposes.
So in my mind, look, there's not a better chance to run for, regardless of that you think, some people might think, their opinions might think it's a hindrance. I'm more of a optimist.
Okay. Yeah. Glass has
but
half full.
No, I feel in my mind there's no better time for somebody to run for office that's a Trump supporter, a true Republican, a Trump Republican, a conservative, regardless, patriot. There's no better time. What are you going to do? Wait 2 years later and then you're going to run for it? Come on. There's no better time. What are you going to hide the fact that you're a supporter? Come on. It's well documented.
But when it comes to your race and you, I mean, there's been a cloud of controversy over you.
Really?
Well, hey, listen. I mean, let's talk about the elephant in the room here. I mean, I'll break the ice here myself if I have to. But, I mean, you know, there's text exchanges that people have written about in which, you know, you've claimed to be tracking the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to Kiev, Ukrainian.
07 over here.
You know, I mean, yeah, I know you've denied it, but then there's texts that were released by House Democrats just a couple of weeks ago.
Adam Schiff, I'm surprised no nudie pictures have leaked out about me yet. I'm sure those are coming.
Well,
anyways, look.
That you were passing along to Parnas information about, you know, Yovanovitch, you know, that he received from yet another Trump supporter.
Look, they're all just, honestly, I'm going to let that pass because I think this is all going to be settled by Friday.
Friday.
Let me do some math for your listeners real quick, and easy math, okay? I'm Rob Hyde. I'm a landscaper from Connecticut, a Marine that went to Iraq in 2003, right? I'm not a spy, never worked in D.C., brought into the swamp because I was invited to parties, gave people my heart because I just a good guy and didn't really think anything of it at the time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now picture me, Rob Hyde with a cell phone. 20 years ago when we watched The Sopranos, 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
right? 18, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. They didn't use cell phones back then. Why would anybody ever use a cell phone for anything? Number two, I'm not a spy. I'm not a hitman. I'm not a goon. I'm not a henchman. Right?
Sure. But Robert, there are texts.
Hold on. One second.
All right.
You have ambassadors all throughout the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
U.S. ambassadors. We got a huge State Department, huge intelligence agencies, satellites in outer space, right? You got, which is why we made Space Force. That's another subject. But look at me. Rob Hyde from Simsbury, Connecticut with his Apple phone, right? I can't even hide behind a telephone pole and spy on you. Look, let me just finish. This former ambassador who was sitting in Ukraine, whatever,
mm-hmm.
yet the Chinese, the Russians, the Ukrainians, all wanting to know what that lady's doing.
Yeah.
Rob Hyde can literally spy on the U.S. It's impossible. It's bullshit. It's fake news.
Well, but there are texts from you to Lev Parnas.
Listen, I don't know.
An associate of Julian.
There's just no. You can't.
So did somebody hack into your phone and
you got Chinese
and sent those texts?
Everybody trying to spy on somebody. You think Rob Hyde can spy on a sitting U.S. ambassador for the president of the United States? It's just fake news, buddy. It's another impeachment hoax because they saw a bunch of pictures of me, Trump. They assumed I'm wicked close to him.
Okay. Well, your picture is all over Facebook and the internet with you and him and our president and members of his family all over the place.
The president, are you kidding? He's the greatest president ever. So you got pictures of me, a complete con artist, and I think you're going to see the feds, him, everybody that are just working for the deep state. I think you're going to see a lot of explosion coming out here soon.
Right, but the text messages originate from your cell phone. You're right. It doesn't mean that you sent them.
I don't
know
because I don't have the messages. I don't know if you saw my Comey Live interview. I don't have them. I showed. By the way, NBC took photos when I did the interview with NBC before Comey live in Connecticut with Kristen Johnson. I mean, they took pictures of my phone. There's no, I only have the article from Lev that say they were going, him and, or just Giuliani was going to go to the Ukraine. I responded back, and that was like in mid-May. And then I responded back because I don't get the alerts and I don't really use WhatsApp. It's more like for my golf league, right? And so that's why I don't get alerts, because there's like 100 people on it. So I shut off the alerts. And then I have, you have me in like, and second week of June going, oh, I heard that got canceled. So, I mean, that's the only message I have, to be totally honest.
But yet Ukrainian police announced an investigation into the possibility that Yovanovitch came under illegal surveillance. That same day, FBI agents visited your home and your business.
Okay.
And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the State Department also will investigate surveillance. You say you were in Ecuador, correct?
So it looks like they came out. I think I was in the United States.
Oh, you were in the United States.
Yeah, because I did the math. I think it was like March 22nd, 25th. So I was home. I was here.
Okay. And then part
about the time I was traveling, though, I was taking before spring and the end of winter kind of time. I was seeing a little bit of the world, but yeah, it was. I believe I was home. Yeah, I looked. I finally did the math and looked up the pictures of my travels, and looks like I was here.
Parnas offered, this is a quote here, he offered his assessment from the messages in an interview that with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, and he said he viewed you as a weird individual, but says he never believed that your assertions that you were monitoring Yovanovitch's whereabouts.
Yeah, I agree. I wasn't. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
It's hard to say this, but it's not hard to say this. Gary, look, we've been doing this for, what, 4 years? They've been trying to get rid of President Trump, right? To stop at no cost. I mean, they're going to pay any picture they can. They come out the 11th hour with Rob Hines, an international spy, and we got Lev Parnas as they're submitting to Senate the paperwork. Are you kidding? Come on. And now they're talking about John Bolton. He just published the book, or he's about to publish a book. You got him about, because they already know the last hoax is up. So now they're going to move to Bolton. I mean, it's, you know.
Well, I guess.
People will stop at nothing to try to just to undermine the 2016 election and to undermine his campaign. I mean, it's honestly, people need to do better math, right?
Yeah.
I was just a big supporter, big patriot. You can't spy on him. I don't care who you are.
So people want to know, though, but Robert, I mean, you can't blame people. They want to know, are you really a well-connected Republican who has access to the president at your disposal and hang out with him?
Hell no. Nobody has the president. Nobody has Trump.
Well,
nobody owns
but
Trump.
Then there's some people who just say he's a wannabe. But if you're a wannabe, how do you...
Who's saying I'm a wannabe?
Well, there are people who've gone on records actually saying that... asking you to withdraw your candidacy for the 5th District race.
Yeah, who? Say some names.
Well, there was John Fry, Representative John Fry.
I don't think he was on record saying as a wannabe or to resign.
State GOP chair, did J.R. Romano make a comment?
J.R. Romano? Come on. He's a joke. Who else?
Well, those are the two that I had read.
On a scale of one who gives a beep, nobody cares about those two. Well, John Fry is a decent guy. Listen, and I actually always respected J.R. Romano. I never really liked him or cared about how he did anything.
According to the Hartford Current,
I try to be friendly with everybody in my party. But let me just be honest: Fasano, Demas. I actually really respected Demas until I started calling me out. But you got to remember, these people endorsed Sullivan, the guy I'm running against, before I entered, because they used to practice law with him. So I'm not going to talk bad about any Republicans. It's sad that they would throw me under the bus and just be like, oh, my God, Hyden's Kamala Harris tweet. Oh, my God, Hyden's this international spy. Oh, my God. Like, it's these
well,
people
still,
no
there's people that will
the
say,
world.
Though, that tweet that you did
going,
on...
Oh, my God.
There are people who would agree, though, that
CNN,
the tweet that you
MSNBC,
did on Kamala Harris was in poor taste. You don't...
Poor taste? Could you ever see her destroy Kavanaugh? Did you ever see that... Did you ever see that Wicked Witch destroy Brett Kavanaugh on TV? So there was a reason behind my math, right?
Okay.
She endorsed and supports Johanna Hayes. So I knew at one point or another I was going to get attacked by her.
Okay.
So I just hit first. She dropped out of the race. She's weak. She sucks. Look, she put people in jail for life for smoking a joint, for having a joint. She smokes marijuana herself. She's the epitome of the swamp.
How do you know she...
any more lawyers or federal prosecutors in D.C.? These people literally destroy people's lives over the smallest things for political power. They're the nastiest people in the swamp. What you need is true patriots down there kicking ass, fighting for the American people. That's it.
Okay.
Doing the right thing.
All right.
These people you got down there, you're going to say that was... You got to stand up for... You're going to have the Connecticut GOP, which sucks. Stand up for Kamala Harris.
Connecticut GOP sucks. Eating our own, though? You yourself don't like it when you're breaking Reagan's 11th commandment, and that is Republicans should not be taking shots at other Republicans.
I'm not the first, trust me.
I didn't say you were the first, but you're contributing to it, and that's just as bad.
It just definitely needs some reforming or some fine tuning. There's nothing good that comes out of there.
Well, the Democrats want us to eat our own, and you're giving in to that.
Yeah, I don't. Well, Gary, I mean, you can feed that story all you want, but that's not true.
Well, I'm just asking.
I'm the biggest Republican supporter out there. I got to be one of the biggest in the country, not only for the president, but somebody just sent me an article from Florida. I'm famous down there for supporting DeSantis. I mean, Renacci, Greg Pence, Mike Pence, Messer. I mean, you name it. I supported a bunch of... I've done a ton of stuff. So to name me as like this... And I'm embarrassed. I donated to Mitt Romney back in 2012. I want my refund back from that guy.
I think a lot of people did. Hey, really quickly, on Sunday, January 19th edition of the Hartford Courant, in which John Fry said it would be best for him and for the party if he withdraws. So you wanted to know where that reference came from.
He did throw me on the bus. John Fry's a decent man.
Yeah, he is. I know John Fry.
Christie event. It was a nice, well done. Much respect to him. You know, it's sad that there's a few others that got a little horny to throw me under the bus, but that's all right. Look, this is small world. Connecticut on a national scale, small world. I mean, we have no power in D.C. All Democratic congressional people, all Democratic senators, nobody cares about them in D.C. because they have no power.
Robert, what is your relationship to Lev Parnas?
The president, Blumenthal, Murphy, our Congress people, Himes, DeLauro, right? You got these people nonstop for Hayes, everybody, well, Hayes backed up a little bit, but yeah, because she was scared, because she was a squad member.
What is your relationship to Lev Parnas?
Nothing. I just met him at a few functions.
And Rudy Giuliani?
Nothing. I just met him at a few functions, too.
Okay. So those texts that originated from your phone, you didn't actually...
Listen, you can't just say they originated from your phone, like I've told you. And by the way, which is submitted to the House of Foreign Affairs Committee. Right? Mm-hmm. Congressman Engel and I think McCall from Texas. It's bipartisan.
Yeah.
That I submitted everything I had. And I don't have any of those messages that you were saying that originated from my phone. So let's just totally clear the air right there.
Okay. On Friday, what's coming out? What's the information? What's the news that's going to...
I think they vote, right? So Friday they vote, right? So they vote if they're going to have witnesses or... Right? Because the Republicans tomorrow do their thing, I believe, right?
Were you feeling you were going to be called as a witness to testify?
I have nothing to hide.
Okay.
Call me.
All right.
What are they gonna ask me?
All right, we got to wrap things up. Hey, listen, the 5th Congressional District was once held by a Republican, Nancy Johnson, not so long ago. Obviously, there's going to be a primary. You had mentioned his name as well. How do you feel your chances are? You're phenomenal. Certainly the most well-known, that's for sure.
Yeah, phenomenal. I am. You guys should check out my... Did you guys get to see my Jimmy Kimmel coma outtakes? Did you guys see that?
No, I didn't see that.
All you gotta do is Jimmy Kimmel hide Como, and you'll see it. It's just awesome, because if you watch the end of it, you'll see where I tell him to read the transcripts. It's
okay.
Pretty good.
I'll check it out, man.
Listen, I wish nothing but the best for Sullivan, Ruben Rodriguez, and this new guy, Meehan. And there's another one that's registered, but I've never met him. I've never met Meehan. But listen, all good guys. You know, we all have our own philosophies, and that's politics. It wouldn't be politics if you got along and agreed with everything everybody said. It's politics because everybody brings something.
I'll agree with that.
So, honestly, I think I'm doing real well. I did real well fundraising with with all the attacking going on and me trying to put out the fires. It's tough to make the calls. Dial for the numbers. Dial for the dollars. So, and then I just got hit with this one. So put a little damper on things. But money's trickling in from the news.
True.
I got some huge grassroots support out there, which I love. I mean, those are my friends. Yeah. I love them because they're always, you know, putting the bumper stickers, the shirts on, the hats are coming in. You know, the phone pop-ups, which I'm going to be famous over. And you're going to, like, it's going well. But listen, I have realistic goals. If I don't raise a certain amount of money, which some people are privy to, I'm not going to continue.
But it just seems like everybody's watching your step. You had MSNBC, Fox News, and CNN all camped out in front of your house. I know it was a week or two ago, and I know that you weren't home. I think you went on saying that you were at a friend's house. And at the time, I think they wanted to cover the fact that you owed money to your ex regarding a child support, and then you cleared the air.
All that hardware was camped out in front of my house because I owed child support, supposedly?
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
So then it's going to be a real fun campaign because, listen, I mean, I hope they camp out forever because I could use the free press, right? We got to get that message out there, the Make America Great Again message, America First message, because that's totally what I support, totally for building the wall, totally for the military, for the veterans, for everything that the Trump administration's on. So, you know what I mean? I'm pro-God, life, jobs, military, school security, Second Amendment, Israel, animal rights, and the environment. I mean, I'm just hands down freedom of speech or freedom
That's
of
good.
Religion.
I like to
I
hear
mean,
that.
You got to be honest. There's nobody in my district or possibly even Connecticut that has the red, white, and blue that flows through my veins.
That is great. I like to hear that. And I know my partner here likes to hear Marine.
Of course he does. Gary, you know, Marines. He's the best. He's a Marine.
Oh, I know. Hey, listen, I really appreciate your time this morning. I know you could have spoken to anybody. You really could have. And the fact that you chose us.
Well, you know what? It's nice to do local, right?
Oh, unquestionably. Yes.
You could go on. Wait till you watch the Como. By the way, if you do watch the Como interview, right?
Yeah.
Make sure you watch the full one, not the one CNN cut where I kind of did my own thing. But watch the whole 9-minute one, the Como Hyde, Google Como Hyde, and the full one. It's like 9 minutes. And then watch the Kimmel outtakes are hilarious. It's great.
I got it.
But honestly, look what I'm doing. Look where I've been. And if I'm a distraction, if everybody thinks I'm hurting the president, you're wrong. The Democrats wanted to. We're going to.
Well, I think they think you're hurting the party.
Through him.
I don't know about the president.
If I was in or out of this race, what'd you say?
I said the only thing I've heard and I've or read is that you were hurting the GOP, the party, rather than
hurting
not
the GOP,
so much the president.
Nobody even cares about. Are you? Oh, Gary. Who's ever done? Gary, you know they barely raise any money.
We were just talking about that.
Okay,
yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry, I don't get to listen to everything.
That's okay.
So. Listen, I put them back on the map. I mean, those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think I was like one of their only donors.
Well, you were a big donor to Trump. Has he donated to your campaign at all?
I don't think he's allowed to. He's
is that right?
He's president of the United States. His federal employees can't donate.
Well, his family can.
His
kids can.
Yeah, of course. Listen, there's things in the. You're a funny guy.
You're a high roller.
Yeah, sure I am.
You're a mover and shaker.
Yeah. Dude, let me tell you something, right? The funniest thing I saw, not the funniest thing, but where I saw, learned politics, right? Because I was day one Trump, right? So right? Everybody's giving what they can, going along, supporting, right? The day he won, and they had the victory party in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen so many give $1 million checks in my life. I was like, oh my God, right? $1 million. Like, you're like, oh wow, right? But, and here you are, little ass poke, Hyde, Marine Corps, did what he could, right? And you see, like, my donations don't register on a national level.
Well,
we know that. I mean, there's people that did 5 million, 10 million. I think there's somebody that did 20 million. I mean, I don't even come close on a national to being a big donor. So when everybody's like, "Oh, hi, bro, oh my God, he's a huge troll. Like, I can't believe how much money he gave." It's not even a fart in that world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go to one of their dinners, it's like 500 grand. My contributions throughout that whole campaign and to date are, you know, I mean, they're nice, but they're not.
All right.
And they're definitely top 1%. I'm not trying to disparage that I am a big donor, but it's not. I'm not top 1%.
All right. So my final question to you is, I know you said this earlier, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but you know, there's no text from you. Like, for example, her phone is off, meaning Yovanovitch. She's next to the embassy, not in the embassy. Private security, been there since Thursday. That's a direct quote from a text that had originated from your phone, but you're saying...
How do you know it originated from my phone?
Well, this is what I'm reading.
You got the head of intelligence, right? Committee, Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
POS Schiff. Right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know this? You know what the government's capable of? You really think Rob Hyde has this stuff? I just told you what I submitted to the congressional committee.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not making it up.
I don't know where this comes from then. I mean,
Adam Schiff is the biggest Trump hater in the history of haters.
Well, we know that. We all know, though. That's something I think everybody can agree on.
I mean, these people are so corrupt, Woody. They'll do anything to get power back. I mean, look at Biden. He's sitting over there in the Ukraine. You got 6 hours before a board plane bear fire that prosecutor investigating my son. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
By the way, I want you to look into why Hunter Biden was let into the Navy at 41, 42 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's so he could get an encrypted phone. So he can make deals outside of the Senate building. It's the only reason to do the Iranian deal, all this stuff. Look into it deeply. I mean, this is not cool. These guys are over there. I mean, come on. This is not even reality.
Yeah.
Right? Go to China on Air Force Two. He walks away with a $1.5 billion deal.
Well, $60,000 a month to work for a gas company that he's got no experience in.
Them trying to paint Trump as a crook. Read the transcripts.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to blame Trump for things that Joe Biden is actually guilty of.
What'd you just say?
They're trying to blame Trump for things that Joe Biden himself are guilty of.
Oh, my God. It's disturbing. Biden's on video. Biden's on video.
Well, they don't want him. There was going to be horse. There was no horse trade. They were going to do a Bolton for a Biden, and we don't know if that doesn't sound like it's going to happen. Although things change daily. Hey, listen, we got to let you go. Thank you so much, Robert. You've been a true gentleman in answering these questions for us this morning. We really appreciate it. We welcome you back anytime, and we certainly wish you a lot of luck in the primary this upcoming end of summer, early fall for the 5th congressional district. We welcome you back anytime.
Hey, Marine, you ever going to talk?
He takes it all in.
Hello, hello, hello. Don't forget to take the hill.
Yes, sir.
You have a great day, Robert. Really appreciate your time.
You too, gentlemen. Thank you.
You got it.